I'm Adora Udoji. This is The Takeaway.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And joining us now is Libby Casey in Washington, D.C. She is a Washington correspondent for the Alaska Public Radio Network. And if Libby is here with us, that means there's a headline out of Alaska. Ted Stevens is officially the loser in that Senate race. So it happened on his birthday, right, Libby?
That's right. A rough 85th birthday for Senator Stevens. Not only did he lose his election, it really got finalized last night, but yesterday morning he faced getting kicked out of the Republican conference. That didn't happen, but when a reporter said to him yesterday, "Happy birthday, Senator," he just looked at him and said, "I hope yours is a lot better."
Oh, that's kind of a heartbreaker. I mean, Ted is beloved to a lot of people up in Alaska. What do you think his future is now?
He really is. I mean, it's hard to quantify this. He's been a senator for 40 years. No one knows what he's going to do. He's an admitted workaholic. You know, he was just convicted on 7 counts of lying on his financial forms. And in the week since that, he said, you know, the one thing I do regret is not spending more time with my family. So we'll see if he takes his family up on that. But this guy just goes. He's like the Energizer Bunny of Washington. We don't know what he's going to do next. He actually may even lose his law license back in Alaska because of the convictions.
Which would mean even more time spent with his family. Right.
He's
definitely going to be able to equalize that one.
Or not, because the question here is whether or not he's going to end up going to prison. I understand he's not going to ask President Bush for a pardon.
Well, his staff was quick to clarify that yesterday. When Stevens was asked, "Are you seeking a presidential pardon?" he sort of dismissed the question. And they later said that wasn't a no. He's not seeking a pardon. It just hasn't really come up yet. He wants to let the legal process run its course. So they are not counting out that option.
You wouldn't turn it down, I guess.
I don't think anyone would turn down a presidential pardon. Absolutely.
So this really, you know, the other big story is that the ascension of Mark Begich, who's a Democratic challenger here, and a couple of words on who he is and what he is going to bring to the Senate. But also, this denies Governor Sarah Palin a chance at a big power play here because she could conceivably have reappointed a Republican if Ted Stevens was expelled from the Senate quickly.
Right. That's all put aside now. Mark Begich is coming to Washington. He's 46 years old. That's about the age that Senator Stevens was when he started his Senate career 40 years ago. He'll be coming down here as an Anchorage mayor with a lot of support in the Anchorage community. A lot of Democrats are very excited about this because it does move the Democratic Party closer to their goal of having a 60-vote majority. He is a name that people in Washington know because his father, Nick Begich, was actually Alaska's congressman decades ago and was killed in a plane crash. So this is a name that's returning to Washington. Mm. He's a born and raised Alaskan.
And the Palin question?
It's a moot point. She's out, but now everyone's going to be asking, is she going to run for Lisa Murkowski's Senate seat in Alaska in 2 years? Murkowski is a fellow Republican. That would be a very bold move to go after a successful fellow Republican seat, but that's on everybody's mind.
It's also a small world politically there in Alaska. The Murkowskis, the Begiches, the Stevenses, I mean, those names have been around forever.
Absolutely. We're recycling them. But, you know, a Democrat hasn't come from Alaska to Washington in nearly 30 years. So this is a huge change.
Wow.
Alaskans are waking up to a totally new world this morning.
Libby Casey, thanks so much for helping us wake up with the rest of Alaska. Libby Casey is, of course, correspondent for the Alaska Public Radio Network, reporting on all things Alaska for us. Thanks, Libby.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.